Hello and welcome to Infinite Machine Learning. This is your host, Prateek Joshi. This is the part of the show where I talk about ideas and concepts in AI. You can use them to build startups, grow your career, or just develop a better understanding of how AI works. Today, we're going to talk about data orchestration. Now, let's start with a fundamental question. Why do we need data orchestration? Within a data team, we have to deal with many sources of data, right? They generate data on a continuous basis. And we need to extract data from these sources, right? We need to load and transform this data so that we can create useful reports. And these reports are consumed by people within the company in order to make business decisions. Even with this huge amount of data being generated, all these tasks need to be executed on time so that we can generate the output without any interruption. So how do we coordinate all these tasks and make sure that they are being executed on time? Now, before there was data orchestration, data engineers would schedule tasks using a tool called cron. It's a software utility to schedule tasks in Unix-based systems. If you automate a task using cron, it's called a cron job. Many developers would know this, but yeah, it's a very popular, very useful tool. And building cron jobs that can handle large volumes of data, it started to get very complex. So to solve this problem, the concept of data orchestration was introduced and popularized in the 2010s. Now, if you look at a company, in a company, the data journey consists of going from raw data to a human-readable report. At each step in this journey is a task that processes the data in a certain way. The goal is to convert that raw data into something useful, right? So the next task that needs to be executed is dependent on the situation, right? We might encounter many different situations along the way, which means we need to account for various possibilities. We need to stitch together a sequence of tasks to get the required output. Now, this sequence of tasks is called a workflow. A workflow management tool can evaluate the given scenario and route the data accordingly to the right task, right? So since data is so voluminous and it flows at high speed, we cannot do this manually, right? We need to programmatically make the decision at each step. So how do we do that? That's where the data orchestration concept comes into picture. The tasks in a data pipeline will have interdependencies. It's necessary to have a system that can coordinate these dependencies and execute the tasks in order. We need this system to detect errors and generate alerts. Without such a system in place, it becomes very difficult to verify if the output is reliable or not, right? So again, the goal here is to go from raw data in various shapes and forms and situations, route it through the right path, and get a useful output. And we cannot do this manually. So again, the goal here is to make all this, the goal is to make this happen using a code, right? So that's where we are. All right, so what exactly is data orchestration? It is the process of coordinating, executing, and managing these workflows. That's what data orchestration is. We bring together data from various sources, we combine it, and make it available for use. It is driven by software, which means, again, we need to run these workflows programmatically. Now, you may ask, like, hey, is it the same as automation? Not really. Right? They're closely related, but orchestration is not the same as automation. Automation is the process of getting a computer to perform a task. And this task is usually repetitive in nature, which means that it's not a good use of a human's time. On the other hand, orchestration is the process of coordinating the automation of a number of tasks. So that's how we relate the terms automation and orchestration. Now let's take the example of an actual orchestra, right? It consists of a large group of musicians playing a variety of instruments. This group is usually led by a conductor who holds a baton and directs it by moving their hands. And the conductor unifies the orchestra and guides the group. In this analogy, automation corresponds to individual musicians playing their instrument, and orchestration corresponds to the conductor unifying the group in a coherent way. So I hope that kind of paints a picture of what we are talking about here. All right, so how does it work? Right, so modern data orchestration tools use the concept of directed acyclic graph. It's DAG, it's called DAG. Right, this concept was introduced by Airflow, and it has become very popular since then. Right? DAG is actually a concept in mathematics that refers to a directed graph with no cycles. Shocking, right? Directed acyclic graph is a directed graph with no cycles. But let's consider two nodes, right, in a graph, right? A and B, right? Node A and node B. A graph is considered directed if it specifies a direction for each edge, which means you can go from A to B, but not from B to A, right? That's when we say it's a directed graph. A graph is considered acyclic if there are no closed loops along any path, meaning if we start at A and traverse along the direction of the edges, we will never find a path back to A. Right? That's when the graph is acyclic. But if you can somehow find a path back to A, it means it's cyclic and you can just keep going in that loop. So it means, again, it means it has no directed cycles, right? And hence the name directed acyclic graph, right? It's a graph which specifies a direction for each edge and there are no cycles, right? So hence the name DAG. So this structure, this DAG structure, is perfectly suited to run these workflows that we are talking about, right? Each node specifies a task. A task is usually a way to process the data in a certain way, right? Data goes in, something comes out, the task specifies that. And the direction of the edge specifies how the data should flow, right? And there's a starting node and an ending node, which guarantees that the data goes in and out of the system in a very predictable way. All right, so let's see, you know, what tools are available to do this, right? There are many tools available for data orchestration, such as Apache Airflow, Luigi, Daxter, Metaflow, Prefect, Flyte, Kedro, Astronomer, AWS Step Functions, Google Cloud Composer, Kubeflow Pipelines, Argo, Tecton. There are so many tools available now, but the top couple of tools have been adopted widely. Many people use it, and a whole bunch of tools adhere to different needs and requirements of various segments of the market. Again, they're not, obviously, they all have their differences. They have their own viewpoint of how data orchestration can and should be done. So again, depends on which vertical you're in, which segment, which, you know, what product needs you have. Depending on that, you'll use a tool that is right for you. All right. Now, the next big question is, how is data orchestration being used in the real world? All right. So to illustrate that, let's consider an e-commerce business. Every day at 5 p.m., for example, let's say they need to generate a transaction report for the day. If we have a data orchestration system, it will generate this report for the entire company at that scheduled time, which is 5 p.m. It will extract data about sales, inventory, fulfillment, returns, and other pertinent user data. And this data is transformed and sanitized so that all the errors are removed, and it makes sense. It's then sent to the data warehouse and then delivered to all the different tools that people use to consume information. Like, people might use dashboards and Excel and databases and API endpoint, different tools. Basically, people consume information in different ways, and the goal here is to send it to all those endpoints. All the modern technology products use data orchestration in some shape or form, right? Organizations that deal with enormous quantities of data tend to benefit from this a lot, right? Companies like Airbnb and Spotify pioneered the development of early data orchestration tools. But obviously, Google and Amazon and Microsoft, they built these tools as well into their cloud platforms and made them available to all of their customers. All right, so that's the landscape here. So where do we go from here? There are many benefits to using data orchestration, such as making transaction data available to the internal organization in a scheduled manner, ingesting data streams continuously and keeping it ready for analysis, reducing errors caused by humans when processing data, increasing speed of product development. There are a number of benefits of using data orchestration, and it has become like a very integral part of modern companies. And data integration is key when it comes to making a company work. And data orchestration, again, has become an integral part of the modern data stack. If you work with data in any way, you'll end up using data orchestration sooner or later. You'll use it. This usually starts by writing scripts. When the amount of data is small, you're early, you'll just write a few scripts to automate and coordinate a bunch of tasks. And then you realize that, hey, you need a more robust product to do this. You can get started by checking out open source tools and making them part of your day-to-day work. And then you can graduate to using a big product that can handle a variety of complex tasks. Data orchestration has actually become a very key component of modern AI systems as well. Because if you look at all of the AI products, right, data is obviously it's key. Like, you use data to train the systems, test them, evaluate them, and in the real world, data goes in, information comes out in different shapes and forms. So managing this data is becoming really key. And when you look at all the different scenarios and edge cases for which a product needs to work, it just poses a very big challenge. And that's why these frameworks are very, very useful, because when you put something out in the wild, people will figure out a way to just hit up on that one edge case that you didn't think about. So the goal here is to make sure that when you are collecting so much raw data, it gets processed in a certain way, and then you have a system that can take that raw data, coordinate all the tasks, and make sure that you get something useful out of it. And again, it can be used across e-commerce, healthcare, fintech, video games, so many different situations where the amount of data is so vast, and it's continuous, right? The data never stops coming in. So you, as a data team, you need to be ready to take the raw data, route it to the right nodes, pre-process it, store it, retrieve it, do whatever is needed to then make sure that the people who need this information to do their job. It could be about, as we talked about earlier, could be about a marketer who needs this information to know, hey, who's looking at our product, or where should we go next to make sure that we educate people about the products. Or it could be about a product manager who needs to know, hey, how are our users using it? and what should we build next? How can we make the product faster, better, cheaper, have a great user experience? So again, all of this starts with collecting, instrumenting your systems, collecting the data, and then making it useful. And data orchestration is a very key component of that. All right, that's it for today. You can visit infinitemachinelearning.com to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'll see you soon with another amazing episode.